Job, Chapter 31.
I promised myself never to stare with desire at a young woman. God all-powerful punishes men who do that. In fact, God sends disaster on all who sin, and he keeps a close watch on everything I do. I am not dishonest or deceitful, and I beg God to prove my innocence. If I have disobeyed him, or even wanted to, then others can eat my harvest and uproot my crops. If I have desired someone's wife and chased after her, then let some stranger steal my wife from me. If I took someone's wife, it would be a horrible crime, sending me to destruction and my crops to the flames. When my servants complained against me, I was fair to them. Otherwise, what answer would I give to God when he judges me? After all, God is the one who gave life to each of us before we were born. I have never cheated widows or others in need, and I have always shared my food with orphans. Since the time I was young, I have cared for orphans and helped widows. I provided clothes for the poor, and I was praised for supplying woolen garments to keep them warm. If I have ever raised my arm to threaten an orphan when the power was mine, I hope that arm will fall from its socket. I could not have been abusive. I was terrified at the thought that God might punish me. I have never trusted the power of wealth or taken pride in owning many possessions. I have never openly or secretly worshipped the sun or moon. Such horrible sins would have deserved punishment from God. I have never laughed when my enemies were struck by disaster. Neither have I sinned by asking God to send down on them the curse of death. No one ever went hungry at my house, and travelers were always welcome. Many have attempted to hide their sins from others, but I refused, and the fear of public disgrace never forced me to keep silent about what I had done. Why doesn't God all-powerful listen and answer? If God has something against me, let him speak up or put it in writing. Then I would wear his charges on my clothes and forehead, and with my head held high, I would tell him everything I have ever done. I have never mistreated the land I farmed and made it mourn, nor have I cheated my workers and caused them pain. If I had, I would pray for weeds instead of wheat to grow in my fields.
After saying these things, Job was silent.